Dan Bernstein here for my friends at Aloha Restoration. If you notice dark stains on your ceiling, mold and mildew starting to set in, everybody I talk to is dealing with a flooded basement. And there are some service companies that will just tear out the damage, and then you have to hire another company to restore it. Aloha Restoration will take your flooded basement from ruined to restored. Speaking from my personal experience, Aloha was with me from start to finish, restored my home to pre-disaster condition, and made it look as good as new. Aloha's the proud winner of the Better Business Bureau's 2018 Torch Award for Marketplace Ethics. Aloha Restoration, 847-865-5664, 847-865-5664. 664.
Hear that? The stampede's coming. Here we go, here we go. Must be Ford Truck Month. It's time to get the best deals on America's best-selling trucks for 42 years straight. But hurry. Because this stampede won't be here for long.
Did you know there are over 1,000 podcasts on Radio.com? Download the app or head to Radio.com to listen to all your favorite national and local podcasts, including your favorite morning shows and radio shows on demand. At the top of the app homepage, click the podcast icon to discover new shows, subscribe, and manage your podcast subscriptions. Go to your app store or Radio.com/download for all your podcast listening. Radio.com.
Big Time Baseball, a Radio.com sports podcast.
Hi, I'm MLB insider John Heyman. On our latest episode,
Billy Beane, A's executive vice president.
We have so much player churn here because of the revenues we bring in, but I also think it allows for a very creative environment and allowed us just maybe to take some chances and do some things that maybe larger market teams or higher revenue teams wouldn't be able to do.
Subscribe and rate Big Time Baseball wherever you listen to podcasts.
It's finally here. Tomorrow night, the NFL begins its 100th season in Chicago with the oldest rivalry in football. Bears, Packers. Listen to all of our shows and team of Bears experts as we get you ready for this huge matchup. Broadcasting live from the Hyundai Studios. This is Sports Radio 670 The Score. Chicago's home for Bears fans. WSCR and HD Chicago. WBMX HD2 Chicago. A Radio.com sports station. The Score!
This hour is brought to you by Marvin Windows and Doors. Create a happier, healthier home with Marvin Windows and Doors. Visit Marvin.com.
Hub Arkish.
I like this kind of party.
The Score senior football expert.
Once you put all the evidence that we have together, that's the bottom line.
Pro Football Weekly, Shaw Media, and Westwood One.
It goes deep. Hub does too.
Analyzing the Bears and the NFL.
This was an ongoing conversation at Hallis Hall for literally a couple months.
Hub Arkish with Bernstein and McKnight on The Score.
Top of the hour is brought to you by Northwestern Football. College football's here. Coach Fitz and the Big Ten West Division champions are at Ryan Field this fall hosting Ohio State, Michigan State, Iowa, and more. Season and single game tickets are on sale now at nusports.com. Before we get to Hub, but we still have so much to give away. We got two pairs of tickets to see Tool at the United Center on November 3rd and a pair of tickets to the Cubs and the Pirates. Let's give away the first pair of tickets to the Tool concert to caller number
7.
1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7.
That's on the contest line, 312-591-6700. If you're calling number 7, you win a pair of tickets to see Tool. But here's Hub. He is on Twitter at Hub_Arkish. He is on the Alpamonte Ford hotline. Alpamonte Ford, over 500 new and used vehicles to choose from. How are you, Hub?
I'm good. How are you guys doing today?
Doing great. It's just because I'm trying to figure out why it is, why my hunger for pro football is what it is. And it might just be because we don't get anything even close enough to it in the preseason to feel like it's real.
Well, you know, that may have something to it, but let's be honest, Danny. I mean, even when these guys were all playing, you know, a quarter or a few series or whatever, it still didn't feel all that real. I do agree with you completely, though. It does seem like I know I'm a little more anxious this season, and I think part of that is the excitement around the Bears, and you know, probably part of it is that while they're still very much in the thick of it, it's been a disappointing summer for the Cubs, and you know, the Sox thing was exciting at the All-Star break, and it kind of went south, and you know, I think Chicago's ready for a contender, and this team will do that.
Hub, who's got more surprises to unveil come Thursday night offensively? Is it Matt LaFleur and Aaron Rodgers, or is it Matt Nagy with all his brand new toys?
Well, that's a great question. You know, I guess it's LaFleur and Rodgers only because we don't know what a Matt LaFleur offense looks like. I mean, he had 1 year as an offensive coordinator last year in Nashville. He didn't show us all that much there. That was pretty much West Coast run-based stuff. We know he's going to do more than that. And we also know he probably has adapted some of what he wants to do to Rodgers' unique talents. So I don't think, you know, in the NFL today, I'd be surprised if the Packers, you know, run 65 plays tomorrow night. If more than three or four of them could surprise Chuck Pagano and Matt Nagy, I'd be surprised. It just doesn't work that way. But there's going to be a wrinkle here and there. There's going to be a thing we see. And, you know, from the Bears' perspective, yeah, we're going to see some new stuff with David Montgomery. We're definitely going to see a couple interesting things with Cordarrelle Patterson. But you almost expect it from Matt Nagy at this point. So I don't know how surprising it is.
What do you expect from Cordarrelle Patterson to be interesting?
Well,
you know what? We're going to try to reestablish contact with Hub because
we got to put the wires back in. Yeah, I may have kicked something out from underneath the new desk here. I think I'm going to check that.
Okay, because I might
have zapped something.
Whatever that connection is seems to need a redo. This segment is brought to you by Nutrisystem for Men. Lose weight eating the food you love. Now save $50 plus get a week of protein-packed shakes free at Nutrisystem.com/radio. Restrictions apply. Call or see website for details. Let's see if this sounds better. Hub, when we last left you, asking what to expect from Cordarrelle Patterson.
Well, you know, I think nobody likes his toys more than Matt Nagy, and I don't say that in a derogative way at all. I think Cordarrelle Patterson should feel good about probably being Matt Nagy's new favorite toy, and he's going to find different ways to use him. Obviously, he's going to be your primary kickoff returner. The Bears were the worst in the league returning kickoffs last year. He has been the best in the league over the last six seasons. Beyond that, his natural position is wide receiver. He's not a great wide receiver. He will bust open, you know, deep often. He will take the top off the field because of his unique speed. I think they're going to try and use him for, you know, Trubisky to get the ball down the field the first time or two because he's the most likely to be open, see if they can sync up that timing. But what's going to be most interesting to me is when they line him up in the backfield, which they will do probably, I'm going to guess, 4 to 6 times, and then they'll also line him up in the slot, which is not his natural position, but that makes him a threat for that jet sweep every time he does it, or possibly even the bubble screen. So I'd be surprised if he didn't have 10, 12 touches between kickoff returns, hopefully not too many of those, and the other ways to try and get him the ball. And I think he's going to do a little bit of everything.
What will the Bears do if Trey Burton is less than 100%? A lot of people have texted in that they got to call up Jesper Horsted or put Cordarrelle Patterson at tight end or what will you. What will they do?
Well, I mean, Jesper Horsted was exciting and he's on the practice squad and that's where he belongs. He's not ready to play tight end in the NFL, in an NFL game. I mean, if you wanted him out there strictly as a receiver, you could do it, but he's not even close on the other requirements of the job. Same thing for Cordarrelle Patterson. I mean, we did a lot of things with him this spring but in summer, but, you know, that wasn't one of them. And they've got four tight ends on the roster. Now, I know Bradley Soule feels like kind of half a tight end, but the reality is that while Ben Broniker is the number three because he can play both Y and U, he really is basically a U tight end. And Broniker just had a good summer, a good camp. And if Burton doesn't go, then Broniker steps right into that spot. That means that, you know, sometimes in 12 personnel, when they've got Broniker and Shaheen out there, you can be pretty certain it's a pass, although it's not a guarantee. The problem is that when you've got either Shaheen or Broniker out there with Soule, you know, you almost have to assume it's a run. Again, no guarantee. So it gives up some of your flexibility, but it's not a disaster. I you know, the Trey Burton stuff, I understand why people are concerned, but to me, it's kind of like the place kicker thing. It continues to be, in some respects, it's not much ado about nothing, but it's a lot more than we need to make of it. He did have limited participation in practice on Tuesday and Monday after not practicing on Sunday. And if he can go, I'm sure he will. You know, as far as should we be worried this is a chronic thing, I thought Matt Nagy had the best answer of all. He said, you know, listen,
when asked, you know, how can you be so sure this isn't related to the prior problem, the prior surgery? He said, hey, I don't know anything about this. He said, that's what the doctors tell me, and I trust the doctors. They've examined them. So I think it may be in the Bears' best interest, if all this is accurate, to not play him Thursday night and give him 10 more days. But, you know, we'll see what happens.
What's up with Bilal Nichols? I remember last year, sometimes the indoor walkthroughs, he would sit out. Is this an ongoing thing with his knee?
You know, Dan, I knew that wasn't going to get by you because it's kind of bothering me a little bit, too. You know, this is a kid who's 22 or 23 years old in his second year, whose ceiling is much higher than we ever thought it was going to be. He's not just a fifth-round pick who's going to end up a starter. He could be a really good starter. And the fact that he hurt this knee mid-season last year, I don't have any recollection of him coming out of school out of Delaware with a medical on him. And so I think it was an injury he suffered last year. He was sitting out Fridays at least the last 4, 5, 6 weeks of the season last year. And the fact that they had the whole winter, spring, and summer,
yep,
and he's still doing it is a little troublesome. Now, again, Matt, one thing about Nagy, he's certainly not the most forthcoming about injuries, but he's always been honest with us with what he does tell us. And the one thing he said yesterday, or one of the things I should say, is that this is just maintenance, that there's no, you know, swelling, there's no new injury, that some of the guys are going to take care of them when they go indoors on that artificial surf, and they were indoors yesterday. So I certainly hope that's it. But this is, if this is going to be a deal where he needs to rest that knee every week, that's concerning because he's too young for that, and it wasn't supposed to be in a serious injury, and they had the whole offseason to get it fixed.
Yeah, I remember covering Tommy Harris and how that was, yeah, and what you knew and what they knew coming out, and that was obvious on draft day that there was going to be maybe a quick peak and some superior performance, and that was going to be over. But like you say, they can't just say, oh, it's regular, it's fine. He's 23. He's up 32.
Yeah, it was concerning to me yesterday. I believe Matt when he says it's just maintenance, but the fact that it needs maintenance, this is not a major concern or a major problem. They certainly wouldn't have cut Jonathan Bullard if they were worried about it at all. But, you know, it is something to keep an eye on, and I just hope it's not every week.
Next man up, whether it's a timeshare or him having to miss a game, Nichols, that is, would be, I think, Roy Robertson-Harris. That's a player that a lot of people have pegged for a breakout-type season and the kind of guy that the Bears may not be able to keep around after the year, considering he's going to get paid and you've got a lot of money to spread around to top-tier talent.
You're absolutely right, Connor. I mean, I love him. I think he may be one of the three best down linemen on the team. It's just that he's so versatile. You can play him at any of the three spots in the 30 front. I keep pointing back to this, but you go back to the opener in Lambeau last year and the pick six, you know, for Khalil Mack. That was Roy Robertson-Harris who made that play, lined up on the nose with instant pressure on Rodgers straight up the middle. And this is a guy who was a stand-up outside linebacker in college and can still do some of that too, you know. So, yeah, he is the next man up. And they're comfortable. They like Nick Williams and even Abdullah Anderson. I mean, you know, he beat out Jonathan Bullard. He's not just there as an extra guy. So they're okay. I mean, their depth is fine. It's just that what worries me about Nichols is that the prospects are so great, you'd hate to see it, you know, kind of hampered by an ongoing injury situation.
Over the weekend, we heard Chuck Pagano talking a bit about the defense, about Roquan Smith specifically, and he kind of, I mean, started a hint at how good Roquan is at blitzing, mentioning that every time we send him in practice, he gets home, and then just, I don't know if he gave a little away and wanted to pull it back, but he said, oh, we'll just drop him in coverage every single time anyway. Do you think anything got put out there that they'd like to take back a little bit?
No, I think it probably was intentional, Connor.
That's okay.
The way they do it. Just to me, that's everybody assumes that Pagano is going to blitz more than Fangio because that's been their track records over the course of their careers. Last year, in really limited opportunities as a rookie with no training camp, Smith finished with 5 or 5.5 sacks. So he's not telling us anything that we don't already know. And it almost suggests to me that he may have been suggesting it to the Packers because they're going to drop him a little bit more and stay with a little less pressure. I think one of the things that you worry about with Pagano, probably the only thing that I'm worried about with Pagano, is that it takes a while to get to know your personnel. And you can't do that in practice, and they're not playing in exhibition games. It's got to be at game speed. So it may take a few weeks for him to really get comfortable knowing exactly what everybody's best trait is. And so he may just stay a lot closer to Pagano, to Fangio's game plan than his own, and that would be, you know, limited blitzing.
We had a conversation with Paul Charchian yesterday, and he offered an unsolicited opinion about the Bears' defense where he cast doubt on the ability of Buster Skrine. And he was pretty strident about it, saying, you know, his previous team didn't want him, and that's why he was available. There's a big drop-off from Bryce Callahan, and that could be the weak link of the Bears' secondary. Have you seen or heard anything to suggest that he's right?
No, I understand where he's coming from, and I you know, don't dispute that it's a reasonable opinion. Guy's been in the league 8-9 years, and he wasn't what they hoped he would be in Cleveland. They actually were pretty pleased with him as the nickel on the Jets. And, you know, sometimes you got to look at these free agency things when you say his team didn't want him. It's not that the Jets didn't want him. They didn't want him at the price that the Bears paid him, because the Jets had so many other needs to take care of. And when you look at the stupid money that they spent on Le'Veon Bell and C.J. Mosley, you know, I think it was as much a cap consideration as, quote, they didn't want him. But that said, Charge is not totally wrong. They were very disappointed in him in Cleveland at the end, and that's why he moved on to the Jets. But I can tell you that over the summer and throughout training camp, he's looked really good. You also got to remember that some of this is a product of who you're playing with, and he's in a secondary now with two first-team All-Pros, you know, and a Pro Bowl alternate for that matter in Prince Amukamara. And so that makes everybody look a little bit better. So, you know, is he Bryce Callahan? Probably not. But I think he probably will be good enough.
Hub, offensive line play can get a little intricate. I certainly don't have a great handle on it. Outside of pass protection, where it's like, did he get sacked or did he not? You know whether the offensive line did a good job. The Bears moved James Daniels for Cody Whitehair. What can fans look for tomorrow night to see proof of concept that this is an offensive line that's better, perhaps, in the running game than it kind of got stilted and stopped while doing it last year?
Well, one thing that will be really obvious is that the Bears clearly led the league last year in running backs, whether it was Jordan Howard or Tariq Cohen or Benny Cunningham, getting tackled 2 or 3 yards deep in the backfield. Mm-hmm. We saw it happen, it seemed like, a couple times every week, and that can't happen. That's the end of your running game right there. So if they've eliminated that, that's a big part of it. But then also, I mean, they're going to be a zone stretch type run blocking team, but still, even within that, you can commit to the running game and kind of view it as power football. And I think that the best way to really establish these new running backs is if they come out early and run the ball a little bit more than what we're used to. I mean, how many times last year did they run the ball 2 times in a row? You just didn't see it much. So I think they feel that with this offensive line, they can be better at road grading when they want to, and they can be better at making initial contact and avoiding those guys shooting gaps and getting into the backfield and blowing up run plays.
Talking football with Hub Arkish, getting you ready for Bears and Packers, brought to you by your local Ford dealers and the Built Ford Tough F-150. The official truck of the Chicago Bears. Got a lot more to come. We got more giveaways. We have another pair of tickets to see Tool. And we also have a pair of tickets for the Cubs and the Pittsburgh Pirates Sunday, September 15th. We're coming back. We got more stuff to talk about with Hub. We haven't really talked about the Bears roster construction. Mm-hmm. Now that we know how that has all played out.
Contracts and money that got handed out around the league as well.
NFL stuff too. Don't go anywhere. Bernstein and McKnight on the Score.
Friday after the Bears-Green Bay game. Don't miss our special Built Ford Tough Bears Monday on Friday. A day-long recap of Game 1 featuring reaction from all of our shows and team of experts, including Olin Krutz, Eddie Jackson, Boomer Esiason, Patrick Manley, and Brad Biggs. Starting at 5 a.m. with Mullion Hall and continuing throughout the day. Don't miss our first Built Ford Tough Bears Monday on Friday on Sports Radio 670 The Score. Chicago's home for Bears fans. Brought to you by your local Ford dealers and the Built Ford Tough F-150, the official truck of the Chicago Bears.
This is John Feinstein with the CBS Sports Minute, sponsored by Napa Auto Parts. With quality parts and know-how, Napa Auto Parts can help you keep your car on the road. Justin Verlander's no-hitter on Sunday brought to mind one of baseball's most remarkable statistics. It was the 13th no-hitter in the history of the franchise, dating to 1962. The Astros were an expansion team that year, along with the New York Mets. How many no-hitters have the Mets had? One. That was Johan Santana's in 2012, a no-hitter tainted by a questionable fair foul call on what appeared to be a hit. I say that as a lifelong Mets fan. What's remarkable is that the Mets have had pitchers like Tom Seaver, Nolan Ryan, Jerry Kuzman, and Dwight Gooden on the team. Seaver, Ryan, and Gooden all pitched no-hitters for other teams. One of Ryan's seven was for the Astros. The Astros have had quality pitchers, but only Ryan and now Verlander were Hall of Famers. It's a quirk, nothing more, but a fascinating one. I'm John Feinstein.
And now, an ad from Dad.
All right, save money on car insurance when you bundle home and auto with Progressive.
Can I take these off?
All right. What is this? This looks good.
Wow. That's well made.
Where did you get this? I'm talking to you, with the hair. Yeah, where did you get this? It's good stuff. That's solid. That's not veneer. That's solid stuff.
Progressive can't save you from becoming your parents, but we can save you money when you bundle home and auto. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company, affiliates, and other insurers. Discounts not available in all states or situations.
Thanks for streaming The Score.
Listen to Lawrence Holmes at his new time, weekdays noon to 2 on The Score.
Lawrence was live with Jason Hayward and Kyle Schwarber.
I actually got a quote from you, Jason. You say, you can't read about Javi. You got to watch him.
I mean, it's like playing with a superhero because he's trying to win at everything. You got to see the game on the field that he's playing, man. He plays the game within the game so well. Like yesterday, loop hit.
That read that he got.
That read he got, he just kept running. And the guy threw the ball in. Like, he ran before the guy threw the ball. The guy's throwing the ball in, and Javi's on it for the third base. Like,
I've seen him do that now enough times to go that it's not luck. This is a guy who gets it. And to see the outfielder throw to second while Javi's pretty much standing on third was like, You have not read your scouting report, right? Because that guy seems to do that all the time.
Lawrence Holmes, noon to 2 on Sports Radio 670 The Score and 670thescore.com on radio.com sports station.
Thanks for streaming The Score.
Listen to Lawrence Holmes at his new time, weekdays noon to 2 on The Score.
Lawrence was live with Jason Hayward and Kyle Schwarber.
Kyle, what about you? What calmed you?
You know, I would agree with the breathing. I think breathing is obviously the biggest thing that any person can do in a stressful situation, to be able to take that deep breath and just close your eyes and get back to the level. You know, besides having the anxiety and the anger or whatever it is rising up, you know, like if you get screwed by a call, you're in a 2-1 count, the next thing you know, you're in a 2-2 count and you're upset. You know, you got to be able to let it out. If you want to yell, take that deep breath, be able to get back in the box and not have that affect you is the key.
Lawrence Holmes, noon to 2 on Sports Radio 670 The Score and 670thescore.com on radio.com sports station.
Thanks for streaming The Score. Chicago Sports Radio 670.
Bernstein and McKnight, 9 a.m. to noon on The Score.
Jed Hoyer joins us.
We have a very good rotation, and they're very accomplished guys. Every one of our guys has gone through this kind of lull at some point during the season. We can really pinpoint exactly what a guy is doing differently. We can go back to stretches where they were really successful, and we have the ability to point these things out.
Listen to Bernstein and McKnight, 9 to noon on Sports Radio 670 The Score, a radio.com sports station.
Thanks for streaming The Score. Chicago Sports Radio 670.
Bernstein and McKnight, 9 a.m. to noon on The Score.
Jed Hoyer joins us. What's the way to get the whole operation just tightened up a bit?
That's the question. And I agree with you. I think that's actually a fairly good way to put it. I know I've said this on the show a bunch of times. Like, you know, to me, I feel like when we're at our best, we're tough to beat. You know, it's baseball. You know, winning 2 out of 3 in a series is a good thing. But you felt like the nights you lost when you went home, you felt like the other team beat you. They showed up. They got the big hit. It didn't feel like we beat ourselves. You know, that's sort of an important distinction, you know, because you're going to lose in baseball. You're going to go home disappointed. You know that. But you don't want to go home disappointed because you let opportunities get away. And that's what's frustrating. So I think that's the tightening up you're talking about. We've got to make fewer outs in the bases. We've got to catch the ball better, take care of the ball better, not give up as many free runs.
Listen to Bernstein and McKnight, 9 to noon on Sports Radio 670 The Score, a radio.com sports station.
Live from State Farm, we have Sharon Flavisham, IT manager, attempting the 47th of her 100 acts of good. Today's good deed, she will attempt to escort a little old lady across the road.
Hands held, elbows interlocked.
Steady. And they're across.
It's on the board.
Bravo, Sharon, and bravo to all State Farm employees challenging themselves to get on the board with 100 acts of good. See their stories at neighborhoodofgood.com.
Imagining a better bank starts with looking at the savings rates most banks offer and saying, really? Capital One is building something better. You can open a Capital One savings account with one of the nation's best savings rates from anywhere, like here,
or here,
or here! One of the nation's best savings rates. Opened online, at a Capital One location, or from anywhere. That's banking reimagined. What's in your wallet?
For consumers only. Offered by Capital One N.A. member FDIC. Copyright 2018 Capital One.
Did you know that when you buy 5 cups of freshly brewed McCafe premium roast coffee with the McDonald's app, you get the next one free? Think of it as your reward for all the times you held the door open for a stranger, let someone merge when you were running late, or liked one of your aunt's posts on social media, even though you had no idea what she was talking about. So, enjoy your free 6-cup of McCafe coffee with McCafe Rewards and keep the good going. McCafe, good is brewing. Valid at participating McDonald's through December 29th. McDonald's app download and registration required.
This Labor Day, shop small appliances from HomeDepot.com to get your kitchen ready for fall. Because those lunches won't make themselves. Find everything from programmable slow cookers to pop-up toasters. And with free delivery plus easy in-store returns on brands like KitchenAid and Hamilton Beach, get appliances so smart, they'll practically make meals for you. Save up to 25% on small appliances online at HomeDepot.com. More saving, more kinds of doing. U.S. only. Offer valid through September 8th. Limitations apply.
670 The Score and 670thescore.com. Chicago Sports Station.
Talking football with Hub, but if you want to go to a baseball game, let's give away some Cubs tickets right now once Connor gives me a number.
Number four.
1, 2, 3, 4.
Caller four to the contest line. The contest line, 312-591-6700. Wins a pair of tickets to see the Cubs and Pittsburgh. Sunday, September 15th, courtesy of 670 The Score Radio, home of Cubs baseball. We have two more tickets to go see Tool on November 3rd. We're going to give those away between now and noon. You've got to be listening if you want to win. We are talking football with the Scores football expert, Hub Arkish. Now, Hub, you are Westwood One-ing tomorrow night, are you not?
I am. Yes, I am. I will be on the sidelines.
Well, that's exciting stuff. So will Chuck Pagano, apparently. And I don't know where you stand on that, but, you know, I know a head coach has to be on the sideline. And I know positional coaches have to be there. Just personal preference, I like when coordinators are in the booth and able to be dispassionate in deploying their players as tools and not necessarily being able to, you know, look them in the eye and all that stuff. But, you know, Chuck Pagano says that's where he wants to be. I get it. I want him to be comfortable. And we know guys have done both. Was it Bob Babich who I want to say did some of both? Do you have a preference? And is there any data that suggests one is better than the other?
Well, I'm not aware of any data. I, like you, just intuitively, it seems to me that they could see more being up in the booth. I don't worry so much about emotion or communication or relationships or anything like that. It just seems like you get a better look at what's going on from up there. Now, he does have coaches up there talking to him and telling him what's going on. So it really is. It's a personal choice. He's not the only coordinator in the league, defensive or offensive, who prefers the sidelines. It seems like it would be a little more difficult to me, but it's what he's always done. It's what he did as a coordinator before he was a head coach. And so, you know, I trust that he knows best.
Jared Goff got himself paid $110 million guaranteed. What did you think of the contract between him and the Rams, and what, if anything, should the Bears and Bears fans be thinking about when it comes to their own quarterback, Mitch Trubisky?
Well, I think the $110 million guaranteed is absurd, but it's the going rate. I guess it's what it took to get him done. Bears fans have to remember that he is a year ahead of Mitch. You know, he will be going into his fourth season this year. Now, they still had, you know, since he was a first-round pick, they had the fifth-year option to exercise. There was no reason to rush into this. But I guess that some of these teams worry about what could be coming and what could change with a new collective bargaining agreement after next season, not wanting to go into a possible work stoppage in you know, the spring and summer of 2021 without their quarterback under control. The Bears don't have to worry about that, although we'll see what they do until they get to that. And the big difference between Jared Goff and Mitch Trubisky is that Jared Goff has playoff wins and a Super Bowl appearance. Now, that's not all because of him, but nonetheless, it's on his resume. So, you know, one thing we've seen about these contracts, regardless of position, you don't have to be the best. You just have to be next. You know, as long as you're the next important guy at your position to get paid, you're going to get paid more than somebody who may be a little better than you, because that's the way it works. And so relative to Mitch, if he does all the things that Bears fans hope he does this year, if he wins playoff games, Lord, if he gets them to a Super Bowl, it's going to be something more than $110 million guaranteed.
The bottom of the hour is brought to you by the Chicago Wolves. Your Western Conference champion Chicago Wolves will open the season Saturday, October 5th. For group and season tickets, visit chicagowolves.com. Our conversation with Hub Arkush brought to you by your local Ford dealers and the built Ford Tough F-150, the official truck of the Chicago Bears. Hub, I may be the only one who finds this interesting, but we talked a lot, and we talked with you live in Bourbonnais about the quality of the Bears roster overall. And the arrogance of constructing a practice squad from only your players in camp, that says something. You know, you're not looking around the rest of the league saying, maybe there's somebody off another roster who might be better for us on our practice squad. No. It was only their guys. The confidence that displays is kind of cool.
It is, and I don't know that it's arrogance. I mean, some of these cuts were really tough. There's a couple guys on the practice squad that I'm sure aren't the best available, but you also have to remember there's going to be changes to that practice squad. It happens almost every week during the season, so this was fresh out of camp. This was protecting a few of the youngsters that they liked a lot that just couldn't keep. And I'd be surprised just with the natural course of events. You know, you certainly hope that you don't have injuries. But between on-the-field play, between special teams play, and because there's going to be some nicks and bruises, I would almost bet that the two, three of these kids on the practice squad are going to be on the regular roster over the next 3-4 weeks. And then as that churn starts to begin, you will see some additions of guys who were not their original picks.
As far as actives are concerned, when we get to tomorrow night, you figure that when you're on the Westwood broadcast, the only active rookie for the Bears would be David Montgomery, that Kareth White, Riley Ridley, and Duke Shelley are all inactive?
I think Duke Shelley could be active. I we talked about Buster Screen, and I think they're happy with him. You know, I think they like everything they've seen so far. I think he's going to be really good. But they actually had Shelley playing the boundary corner quite a bit in the third and fourth exhibition games. He didn't do very well either. But really, you know, after Kevin Tolliver, you don't have another corner you can put outside. You could put Screen out there, but then what do you do in the slot? So I think Shelley has a good chance to dress. I suspect the others other than Montgomery probably won't.
And Rashad Coward is a guy we haven't mentioned yet, and he is of outsized importance because of the investment in him, what the Bears have done to move positions, to develop him, to bring him along as the third tackle. Where are they there at that position?
Well, I believe he is still on the injury list for, I think they said, limited participation. I got to double check that, but because they did keep Cornelius Lucas, I wouldn't be surprised if Coward is one who doesn't dress tomorrow night. I think they continue to be excited about his ceiling. I think they felt that he was making progress until, I can't remember if it's an elbow or a forearm.
Elbow, I think.
Until the injury, I think they were happy with the progress he was making. But the reality is you look at those four exhibitions and none of those tackles, Coward, TJ Clemmings before he got hurt, Lucas was awful in the last, in the Indianapolis game. I mean, he had Kamoko Touré, you know, running circles around him. And so it's a little bit of a concern, but I think as far as the active bodies tomorrow night and immediately, first of all, you go in healthy, which is great. And this offensive line has been pretty sturdy except for Kyle Long. But, you know, Lucas and Ted Larson will have jerseys, and I would guess that they may wait a week or two with Coward.
Sounds like the Cowboys are going to make Ezekiel Elliott the highest paid running back in NFL history. Does this change anything for the overall running back market, or is this just the top getting paid, or how do you see it?
You know, I don't know that it changes the market. When the best guy gets the best contract, you can kind of just say that's the way it's supposed to be. What is so wild to me, though, is that I don't understand. The Cowboys had serious cap problems until a couple of years ago. They were able to clean a lot of that up. But they have now paid out huge money just in the last couple months to DeMarcus Lawrence, to Jaylon Smith, and to also they just did Lael Collins, got $35 million guaranteed. And in addition to Zeke Elliott, they still have to do Dak Prescott. They want to do Amari Cooper. They're going to have to do Byron Jones. I don't understand how their cap's going to work if they spend all this money on Smith. But apparently they have figured out a way that, again, there are some teams taking chances, betting on it being a different landscape after the CBA expires next year. But I think that Smith probably deserves to be the highest paid running back in the NFL. He certainly is in the conversation for the best at the position. But why the Cowboys are doing this, you know, when they have 2 years of control over him, especially at that position where it's so easy to pop an Achilles or tear a knee, it just seems like a very strange move to me.
One guy we're not talking about, because we sort of had this thing last year, was the "this is the year Leonard Floyd is going to really turn it on" discussion. And for some reason, he really has not been top of mind. It doesn't make him any less important as a starting rush linebacker in this defense. I guess I'm asking you, why am I not thinking about Leonard Floyd?
Something I've noticed too. It's a good question. I think part of it is because second half of the season he really did come on and he played great football. He didn't have the sack totals, but he did everything else. And up at Hallis Hall, Ted Monachino, his position coach, Pagano, Nagy, they rave about it. They think he has had as good a spring, summer, and training camp as anybody on the team. And it may be that they're just low-keying it a little bit, because the closest thing to a surprise they have left is if Leonard Floyd has actually crept close to Khalil Mack. Nobody's going to reach Khalil Mack. But, I mean, you know, think about what that would be if Floyd, you know, reached the ceiling that we believe he has. And I can tell you that his coaches think he's going to this year. So it is interesting why we haven't focused on it more. And I guess, you know, Dan, it's probably just because when you got four first-team All-Pros that you're talking about, or, you know, three first-team All-Pros and Khalil Mack and Kyle Fuller and Eddie Jackson and Akeem Hicks as a Pro Bowler who should have been All-Pro, I guess there's only so much time for conversation. But I wouldn't be at all surprised if one of the revelations or epiphanies tomorrow night is that Leonard Floyd has finally arrived.
Scrolling around through Twitter, it looks like the trade market for Chargers running back Melvin Gordon is almost zero. I don't think that should be as surprising to many, but I wonder what you think the likely outcome for that situation is.
The trade market for him, Connor, is zero at the contract that he wants. So there's a lot of teams that would like to have a Melvin Gordon, but, you know, he has badly, you know, misjudged his value at this point. Again, at that position, I don't think holding out was the way to go. You know, usually the best situation, if you're a Pro Bowl type player like Gordon has been for the Chargers, is to work with your team and see it through, you know. And I think had he not held out and gone this route, there's a good possibility, if he was healthy, that later in the season he would have gotten redone before the season ended. Now, the problem is he did ding that knee late last season. It was okay by the playoffs. But this is what I was just saying about Emmitt Smith. This is from the player's perspective. I think they worry so much about these injuries that they take themselves to market too soon. And that's the problem here. He's a very good NFL running back, but, you know, and teams probably wouldn't cost that much in a trade. You know, he was a number one. You could probably get him for a three, I would think, but then you got to pay him what he wants. And I don't think any team wants to do that.
What do you think of the statues that were unveiled yesterday, Hub?
You know, I want to get an in-person look. I think the photos and video I've seen are really impressive. I echo what I heard you saying yesterday. I do, on first glance, I mean, the Hallis one really struck me. The Walter one looks like Walter. But I'm anxious to get over there tomorrow. We couldn't be in two places at once. We had to be in Lake Forest yesterday. So I'm anxious to get over there tomorrow and take a walk around and really get a good look.
Hub, thanks. I think we're going to talk again on Friday and get your thoughts in the aftermath.
All righty, guys. Take care.
That is Hub Arkish talking football. We have another pair of tickets to go see Tool that we're going to give away next. Also, we're going to take you to break. Jay Zawoski has a question for you, and I believe he found this on Twitter from our friend Kevin Fishbane. But, Jay, ask the question you asked us before.
The one we horribly failed.
The one we whiffed on.
Tragically murdered.
Can you name the five captains from the 2017 John Fox Chicago Bears?
All right. Five names. Five names that the team voted these guys the captains of the 2017. It's just 2 years ago.
Yeah.
The 2017 Chicago Bears. How many of them
can you name?
Okay.
We'll answer that question, and we'll give away tickets to Tool when we come back on Bernstein and McKnight on The Score.
Broadcasting live from the Hyundai Score Studios, visit your local Hyundai dealer and the all-new Hyundai Palisade.
Drive Chicago.
Let's say you just bought a house. Bad news is, you're one step closer to becoming your parents. You'll proudly mow the lawn. Ask if anybody noticed you mowed the lawn. Tell people to stay off the lawn. Compare it to your neighbor's lawn. And complain about having to mow the lawn again. Good news is, it's easy to bundle home and auto through Progressive and save on your car insurance. Which, of course, will go right into the lawn. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company, affiliates, and other insurers. Discount not available in all states or situations.
Imagining a better bank starts with looking at the savings rates most banks offer and saying, really? Capital One is building something better. You can open a Capital One savings account with one of the nation's best savings rates from anywhere, like here, or here, or here. One of the nation's best savings rates. Opened online, at a Capital One location, or from anywhere. That's banking reimagined. What's in your wallet?
For consumers only. Offered by Capital One N.A. member FDIC. Copyright 2018 Capital One.
Got plans for Labor Day weekend? Do they include saving money? Because Labor Day savings at the Home Depot means up to 40% off appliance special buys. Get a quiet running Whirlpool dishwasher that senses how dirty your dishes are and adapts its cleaning cycle. It's just $378, so you'll save $200. Sounds like a plan. See why with Labor Day savings, today is the day for doing. The Home Depot. More saving. More doing. U.S. only while supplies last. See store for details. Valid through September 11th.
What a time to be a Cubs fan. The Score's Danny Mac on the Cubs.
We are so in the sweet spot of the golden era of Cubs baseball.
Cubs win the ballgame.
I look forward to every broadcast. I'm not saying that because I work at the Cubs flagship. It is great to see what this organization has evolved to, and bring it on.
And this is where you hear Pat and Ron call every game. We are the official radio home of the Cubs. Sports Radio 670 The Score, a radio.com sports station.
Thanks for streaming The Score,
Chicago's original and number one sports station. And, of course, your official radio home of Chicago Cubs baseball,
where you'll hear me, Pat Hughes,
and me, Ron Coomer, deliver all the excitement and action of every Cubs game, regular season and the postseason.
Back goes Taylor. It's got a chance. It's a grand slam, and the Cubs have won the ballgame.
Listen to every Cubs game on Sports Radio 670 The Score,
Chicago's official radio home of the Cubs,
a radio.com sports station.
Thanks for streaming The Score.
Listen to Lawrence Holmes at his new time, weekdays noon to 2 on The Score.
Lawrence was live with Jason Hayward and Kyle Schwarber.
Kyle, what's the craziest thing that you've seen Javi do?
You know, I would say probably the first time I ever saw him steal home. It was like a bunt or something. Javi went back, catcher threw it to third, and then he like this spun move, and if it was me, I would have just fell on my butt and probably been out. But he like somehow magically turned around, slid in, safe by a mile, you know, like. That's instincts, you know. That's what we always talk about. He has the instinct on the field to have that play already written up in his mind. That those are the things that we say, you know, that guy's a ball player. You know, whenever they have that instinct, and they just let that take over.
Lawrence Holmes, noon to 2 on Sports Radio 670 The Score and 670thescore.com, a radio.com sports station.
Kids, K-A-R-S, Cars for Kids, 1-877 Cars for Kids, donate your car today, 1-877 Cars for Kids, K-A-R-S, Cars for Kids, 1-877 Cars for Kids, donate your car today.
To learn more about our programs and to donate, visit us online at carsforkids.com. Remember, that's Cars with a K. Pickup is quick and easy. You'll also get a vacation voucher and maximum tax deduction.
1-877 Cars for Kids, K-A-R-S, Cars for Kids. 1-877 Cars for Kids, donate your car today.
Also accepting boats, motorcycles, RVs, and real estate donations.
To take this station with you wherever you go, download the radio.com app today and listen to this station and over 300 other stations with the radio.com app.
you can favorite your top stations for easy access and receive alerts with breaking news, contest opportunities, and more. To favorite a station, just click on the heart icon in the upper left-hand corner of your favorite station's logo. Go to your app store or radio.com/download and start listening today. Radio.com.
Music trivia. Compact discs were first released in 1982. Billions have been sold. But by 2010, the number of audio CDs being sold had dropped by about 50%. What was the first commercial album available on CD? Billy Joel hit number one on the album charts with his sixth studio album, 52nd Street. It was his first number one album, and it even won a Grammy for Album of the Year. More interestingly, the album was the first commercial album to be released on compact disc.
670 The Score and 670thescore.com. Chicago Sports Station.
We will start with a single digit number from Connor McKnight.
5.
1, 2, 3, 4, 5.
The significance of that number is caller 5 to the contest line. 312-591-6700 gets to go see Tool with special guest Killing Joke. A pair of tickets for that show at United Center on November 3rd. Thanks to Matt Miller and Will Larkin and Hub Arkush for joining us today. Sawaski Camp and Diaz, the producers. Kev Bo had the updates. A special day tomorrow. We're right down in the lobby. Come say hello to us. We are available at 1-2 Prue. On-site visits from Mike Florio and Anthony Heron.
Awesome.
As we are part of this big day previewing awesome. The Bears and the Packers. It's all presented by Lou Mitchell's and by Sweetwater Tavern and Grill. Okay, when we last left you,
yeah.
Jay Zawoski asked a question. And the question was, how many of the 2017 John Fox Bears player captains... There's five of them. How many can you name?
Okay, well,
all right, well, hang on. Campy got one in here,
mm-hmm.
and okay. Ray got another. So there's five. 1, 2, 3, 4. Yeah, five.
Okay, so not Tom Compton?
No.
Okay.
Good guess, though.
And then,
you're not far off, actually.
And then I have to imagine that Kadeem Carey was also not a captain.
Oh, my God.
Stop. Okay.
No.
All right. John Timu?
No.
No.
But Timu Solane was actually.
He's still trying to turn and run somewhere.
Was Pernell McPhee a captain?
No, but you're on the right track.
What? Hurt and disappointing?
Positionally.
Positionally. Oh, okay.
Oh, the inside guy. The guy who made all the tackles while the metrics loved.
Steroid man.
Jarrell Freeman.
Oh, Jarrell Freeman.
Correct.
Oh, okay, Jarrell Freeman. Jarrell Freeman.
That's one.
Steroid man. Was the long-necked one a captain? Mike Glennon?
Yes, Mike Glennon was a captain.
Mike Glennon was a captain.
Not Merton Hanks. That my head went to.
Right. It was his year, remember.
That's right. That was announced. So offered, so announced. Let me see.
Mitch Unrein?
No. All right, you got an offensive lineman, a defensive back, and a defensive back slash special teams ace left.
Kyle Long.
No.
Oh, was it
the free agent?
Yeah, Josh Sitton?
Yes, Josh Sitton is one. So you have two more. Both of them are of the defensive back varietal.
Okay, so not Daniel Braverman. Got it.
Oh, God.
It's on the roster. Kyle Fuller was not?
No, one of these guys I have zero Bears memories
of. Who was the receiver that was like their only decent receiver? Not Dontrell Inman.
Justin Gage.
No, stop it. basketball player out of Missouri. No, the...
Cam Meredith?
No, the guy he...
Kendall Wright. Kendall Wright.
Okay, no.
All right, I'm going to give
defensive
you...
Defensive backs.
This is getting boring. Quinton Demps and Sherrick McManus.
Quinton Demps?
Sherrick McManus, babe?
Oh, my God. That was not fun.
No actual memories of Quinton Demps as a Bear. None.
I forgot just hearing his name now.
Who?
I don't know.
All right.
I'm just talking about
it. Great guy. Never met him.
Transition coming up next with Lawrence Holmes. Keep it here on The Score.
Ford presents The Score's coverage of Bears-Packers. The NFL kicks off another historic season tomorrow night. The destination, Soldier Field. The teams, the Chicago Bears and Green Bay Packers. All eyes will be on Chicago as these two teams clash on the lakefront. We are covering all the drama leading up to game time. So keep it here on Sports Radio 670 The Score. Chicago's home for Bears fans. Brought to you by your local Ford dealers and the built Ford Tough F-150. The official truck of the Chicago Bears.
Hi, welcome to the...
Imagining a better bank starts with looking at the savings rates most banks offer and saying, really? Capital One is building something better. You can open a Capital One savings account with one of the nation's best savings rates from anywhere, like here,
or here,
or here. One of the nation's best savings rates. Opened online, at a Capital One location, or from anywhere. That's banking reimagined. What's in your wallet?
For consumers only. Offered by Capital One N.A. member FDIC. Copyright 2018 Capital One.
Dan Bernstein here for my friends at Aloha Restoration. If you notice dark stains on your ceiling, mold and mildew starting to set in, everybody I talk to is dealing with a flooded basement. And there are some service companies that will just tear out the damage, and then you have to hire another company to restore it. Aloha Restoration will take your flooded basement from ruined to restored. Speaking from my personal experience, Aloha was with me from start to finish, restored my home to pre-disaster condition, and made it look as good as new. Aloha's the proud winner of the Better Business Bureau's 2018 Torch Award for Marketplace Ethics. Aloha Restoration, 847-865-5664, 847-865-5664.
The new State Farm Drive Safe and Save app could get you a discount up to 30% for good driving. But this State Farm radio ad gets you 100% discount on this classic.
If I could drive safe and save, would higher rates pass me by?
Get a discount up to 30% with Drive Safe and Save.
Just save some tonight.
Discounts may vary. Not available in all states.
Thanks for streaming The Score.
McNeil and Parkins. Afternoons 2 to 6 on The Score.
Jed Hoyer.
Man, baseball's a weird game, isn't it? We've been trying to get an idea, trying to get this team's identity figured out as you have been. Joe talked about approach today. What does that mean to you when you hear approach is what offensively is troubling you?
You know, we went on the road and got swept in Philly, and we were struggling, and then we, you know, kind of rebounded and won 5 in a row, and then we came home and got swept by the Nationals. Then we went to New York and swept them. And it's been a weird year that way. And I can't really explain it. You know, I feel like in general, I'm pretty patient. And I feel like you can't ride the wave. You have to stay steady. But at some point, you run out of season. You know, you can't do that forever. And we just can't seem to quite keep that hot streak going.
Listen to McNeil and Parkins on your ride home 2 to 6 on Sports Radio 670 The Score and 670thescore.com, a radio.com sports station.
Show Transition, the raw show interaction you've come to love on The Score. It starts at 9 a.m. between Mully and Haw and Bernstein and McKnight.
So you're always in the kitchen.
Like doing the show.
It's amazing you're not 300 pounds.
Is that why you're dressed like that?
What?
Shorts and white socks?
I'm always dressed like this. Oh, that doesn't change. I don't. I've been dressed like this for 20 years.
Then at noon between Bernstein and McKnight and the Lawrence Holmes Show.
So who's there and who's helping him? And maybe it's just David Ross. Maybe it's just Rossi goes down there with a catcher's mitt and works them out.
You could do worse.
No, there's no doubt.
Yeah, I mean, I know you're joking, but that wouldn't bother me at all.
No.
And at 2, when Lawrence hands things over to Mac and Parkins.
Sipping the Kool-Aid
for his
100-year anniversary.
I didn't think it would reach me. And then I saw some of the stuff, and I was like, this seems like pretty cool.
And right before 6, when Mac and Parkins hand things over to Joe O. Don't miss Show Transition on Sports Radio 670 The Score and 670thescore.com, a radio.com sports station.
Do one thing to protect the environment. It all starts with just one thing. September is World Ozone Month, and what better way to celebrate than by cutting down on emissions? Pick a day and get rid of all your aerosol sprays and harsh cleaning products and replace them with eco-friendly options. And check your air conditioner to make sure it doesn't have any leaks, and make sure to schedule any necessary repairs. The ozone layer will thank you. It all starts with one thing. Find tips and more at onethingus.com. What's your one thing?
Thanks for streaming The Score.
Listen to Lawrence Holmes at his new time, weekdays noon to 2 on The Score.
Lawrence was live with Jason Hayward and Kyle Schwarber.
Jason, how much thought do you put into Waka music? Yours changes. I've noticed that. You change yours a little bit. So how much thought do you put into it?
You got to change it, though. You know, you got to go with a vibe. I like to mix it up. I want the fans to be involved with it. For sure, you want them to love it. But at the same time, like Swerve said, like, you got to feel some swag. You got to feel some swag walking to the plate, get you in the zone, to kind of take you away from the moment for a second and then bring you right back to it. For one, you're waiting for them to play the music. They're like, come on, like, send it. Let's go. I need the music because the crowd's loud. Like, I'm too anxious right now. I need something to just chill me out. But honestly, I feel like we all do a good job of it, especially at home because we're on the third base side. Like, we're watching the at-bat close, and we're watching the game play out. We see the scoreboard, we see the situation, and you're just kind of optimistic about everything that's happening.
Lawrence Holmes, noon to 2 on Sports Radio 670 The Score and 670thescore.com, a radio.com sports station. 670 The Score and 670thescore.com, Chicago sports station.
Wow, what a day. What a day it is. The fun starts now, because while we are ensconced here in our Hyundai Score studios, we are going to now have peer pressure as we head to Navy Pier. Lawrence Holmes is going to be next up, and Mack and Parkins will be out there as well. They got Bears tickets to give away. Set the scene, Lawrence.
You mean to tell me that they didn't just hit the sad trombone on your peer pressure joke?
They ignore me.
That's what it deserved.
No, they're like my kids.
That's what it deserved.
They don't
Dan.
Even pay attention to me. They don't bother.
What? That's not true.
Who?
Is it?
Yeah.
No, that's totally true.
Yeah.
So it's beautiful here. What's really cool for me is seeing my neighborhood from the other side. Like, being able to see Hyde Park from this vantage point is pretty cool. And then being able to see South Shore. Like, the where we're set up at the Miller Lite Beer Garden is, it's a view that I rarely get an opportunity to see. I don't really spend a lot of time at Navy Pier. So being able to see the eastern front of the city is very cool.
Yeah, it's a perfect day for it, too. And I was out there last week. I had some time to kill after work, and I needed to get a brisk walk in. So I just walked from here all the way down around to the end of Navy Pier and stood out there for a while. And you're right, because we're used to getting our views, you know, either from our commute, up and down one direction, Lakeshore Drive or not. But that's... it really is. It's obviously a tourist magnet. You can understand why. Are the boats still running out there? All the tourist boats, they're still coming and going right now?
Yeah, there's a couple that are out here. I've seen some fishermen boats out here, too,
yep.
And all sorts. I haven't seen Charles Tillman. He made it back on his rowboat.
Yeah, I was glad to
across.
See that.
Yeah, I mean, it took him longer than he expected. He thought that they'd be able to do it in about 16, and I guess it took him 25 hours for...
See, I didn't know about the whole rowing partner thing. When I read about it, it's like Charles Tillman and his rowing partner. I'm like, whoa, hold on a second here, rowing partner.
Not like the guy was a ringer. Like, we both had to work their asses off.
Yeah, but we didn't hear about this till the end of it. I think it's great. They raised $100,000 for charity. It's awesome. But just, fill us in on the rowing partner thing before you head out.
Well, he told the story. He actually got his rowing partner was the idea, because that guy had done it before. That's why he wanted to make him his rowing partner, as they went out and tried to figure out how you're going to row 67 miles or whatever it was from Michigan to Soldier Field. So that's why he had the rowing partner. It wasn't like he just brought a guy with him. It was the guy that helped make the boat. Like, this was a we talked about it, I think, for 20 minutes or so. They built the boat together. Like, all of this stuff, like, they built it, they had the specs, they trained. I did one of the training rows with Charles, and it was, I'm pretty sure I died that day, because you're supposed to be able to, what he did is he went to a bunch of Orange Theories, and he raised money that way, where you could come row a heat with Charles. And the idea is, if you row 2,000 meters in 7 minutes or less, then you're in great shape. So I came in at about 8:44 for me. But what was crazy was that Charles did, the day I was there, he did three heats. So I did the last heat with him because I thought that was my best chance. He did three heats back to back to back with about 3 minutes of rest in between. So by my calculations, he did 6,000 meters in about 21 minutes.
Jeez. It's a lot, man. That's a lot. That's good time. That's good pace. I rode in college as a freshman, as just, like a freshman. There is no, I don't know that there's more brutal workout than that. It's everything, and it takes everything from you. And then the whole idea of just being on the erg, that machine, and not going anywhere, but still exhausting yourself completely, it breaks people. I mean, it's so much better to be out on the boat and actually know that you're moving and accomplishing and doing something. The machine ruins people.
Yeah, well, I mean, it ruined me that day. I mean, thank God that the Silver Room block party was going on, and I got a chance to get a nap in and hung out there and kind of But it was amazing. There were a couple guys that like you could tell that they this was their big chance to compete with Charles.
Yeah.
So one guy I think did it in I did the 2000 in about 6 minutes, which I thought was insane because I wanted to throw up after my 844 for 2000 meters. But you're right. Like it's unreal. Everything hurts. Like your whole being hurts.
Yep.
When you do that. So congratulations to him because they raised about $100,000 for the Cornerstone Foundation. And it was cool. It was cool to see him. I actually got one morning after being out late and Charles had clearly been looking at what was going on my Instagram. He FaceTimed me from the boat at like 6:45 in the morning. And I'm like, dude.
Go away.
Come on, man. Cut me a break. He's like, well, I'm out here on this water. What are you doing this morning? It just makes you feel bad.
So how do people come by and sign up to try to win some tickets?
Well, we're going to be here, and McNeil and Parkins are going to be here as well. And we thank Miller Lite for bringing us out here. And we are going to take – there's a tent right in front of me. Our score tent is right in front of me. We're almost at the end of the pier. So if you're coming to Navy Pier, come on down. It's the Miller Lite Beer Garden. You got to just keep going, and you'll see our score tent. And we are qualifying people to maybe win tickets tomorrow for the game. We've already